The idea that no one is looking at the model presented by Mayor Rudy Giuliani in New York, which was very simple. If you throw a rock, you're arrested. If you throw a bottle, you're arrested. And all of a sudden, New York was, and it literally was almost overnight, New York became safe.
The John McCullough Show, weekday evenings at 6 on The Patriot.
The Fenton Hotel in downtown Fenton since 1856, a fine dining casual restaurant featuring prime steaks, fresh seafood, and more. Entertainment Tuesday through Saturday in the Piano Bar, folks. It's worth the drive to the historic Fenton Hotel. And Westland Bowl for over 50 years, a great place to bowl for you, your family, and friends, or you join a league. Westland Bowl is one of the largest bowling centers in Metro Detroit, 60 lanes with many new amenities, two bars and a snack bar with great pizza and burgers. Have fun and burn those calories at Westland Bowl, a perfect place for fundraisers and company parties. Westland Bowl on Wayne Road, north of Ford Road. If you have water in your basement, you should call Martin Sewer Cleaning at 734-752-8974. Martin Sewer Cleaning serves all of Metro Detroit. Now, folks, listen to this. They're rated number one with BBB, and they have a five-star rating. So if you need sewer work in your home or business, call the best. Martin Sewer Cleaning for a free in-home estimate. 24/7 at 734-752-8974. 734-752-8974. Okay, folks, let's see if we can get Denny on the phone, give it another shot now. And if that's the case, if you don't get him now, just leave a message and have him call us, although we may call him later in an hour. Do it that way. Give him a call one more time, see what we can do. There we go. If not, leave a message and have him call us on that same line, the hotline. So right now, well, again, let's see what's happening. Let me give you the future shows tomorrow night. Larry Murphy, the Hall of Fame defenseman for the Red Wings, and a fine broadcaster, hockey commentator here. He's also on the NHL Network. Larry Murphy, my guest, tomorrow night on Sports Talk from 6 till 7, open line from 5 till 6, and that as well. So we will see if we we'll get Larry Murphy on the show. Now, a week from tomorrow, we got Darren McCarty. Now, when I called Darren the other day to get him on the show, he said, oh, yeah, I'll do it. But we have to do it by phone. I said, you were in the studio last year. Why? You don't like the studio? I thought you enjoyed it. Ron, I enjoyed it a lot. And I said, why can't you come to the studio? And he said, Ron, I moved to Clearwater. It was not in Detroit anymore. I moved to Clearwater. He always had a place down there part-time, and he's moved full-time to Clearwater now. He just came back. I saw him in Detroit with the alumni group. So he'll be by phone a week from tomorrow. Jim Leland's coming on sometime later in January. Barry Smith, I called him. I called Barry the other day. And Barry says, Ron, can you give me 7 days? I'm coming back. And I'm in Russia now. And I said, oh, so he's scouting in Russia. So he's going to come back. We're going to set up a date for probably 2 or 3 weeks and get him on the show. No answer. Not happy, Denny. You got to call me and let me know when you're not coming on like that. You got the number. You got my number. And let's hope everything's okay with Sharon now. But, you know, we got to concern her. She's got that multiple sclerosis. So she's not that.
Parkinson's.
I get those two mixed up.
They're similar.
Yeah. So let's hope she is okay. But I talked to him yesterday. He said he was all set. Just call him. So we left a message. We left a message now. Well, let's see if he calls back. So right now it's open line, whatever you want to talk about in sports, at 800-923-9385. 800-923-9385. You can email me, CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Can we look at that Seattle score again now? You were just going to put that up. There we go. This makes more sense. Atlanta leads at halftime 19-10.
It's the Matt Ryan show, as expected.
Let's Matt Ryan. Oh, my goodness. Here he goes again. 15 for 20 for 190 yards and two touchdowns. Now, Wilson, on the other hand, is not throwing the ball as much. He's 8 for 9, which is pretty good. 92 yards and a touchdown. Neither quarterback has thrown an interception. So you got a lot. How is the yardage going? And I'm getting Atlanta's got a nice thing on the yards.
Yeah, I mean, Atlanta's thrown for more. And Seattle's ran the ball 15 times. Atlanta's only ran it 8 times.
Yeah.
Neither running game really doing a whole lot. So I think it's going to come down to Julio Jones. And
Lou Rawls only had 27 yards and eight carries. They're searching, like the Lions, they found Lou Rawls, Atlanta, because Lions searching the whole day through. You know his song for Lou Rawls. You know that. Make sure you know who Lou Rawls is, Alex. And I don't think you did the other
day. Old-time singer, yeah, I do.
You didn't know him the other day, though.
I'd heard of him before. I just didn't know his songs.
You'll never find, never mind. So he didn't have the game again. He did against the Lions, Lou Rawls, or Tom Rawls.
Central Michigan and U of M as well.
Yeah, most of it Central Michigan. This is Atlanta's game. They'll win that game. And the other games, of course, is well, we know what happened the other day. Pittsburgh just killed Miami.
Tonight's Houston.
Bye-bye, Sue. Another one and out for Ndamukong.
Tonight's Houston at New England.
New England wins that game in a runaway. Now you look at Pittsburgh at Kansas City tonight. No, that's tomorrow. I give Kansas City the chance. That's going to be an interesting game. Tomorrow, Green Bay is at Dallas. No contest. Dallas wins.
That Kansas City game got moved to prime time because of weather issues.
Yeah, they got those weather issues, don't they? Okay, back to the phones we go. We're open line at 800-923-9385. You can email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Bill and Flynn, hello there, Bill.
Hello, Ryan. How's it going?
It's going well, man.
Well, let's hope Denny's memory isn't starting to slip on him. But I had a question for you. What do you think is the demographic of your, or the age of your, average age of your listener? The demographic, like the 40 to 60, the 50 to 70?
60 to 90.
Okay.
No.
No, okay.
Bill, you're not 60 yet, are you? Are you 60?
I am 64.
Oh, my God. You got it. You're my average listener, Bill.
Yeah, right. Well,
not quite.
About your show. That's what I love about your show, Ron. I can call about my childhood memories and talk to some people that actually, you know,
were around
there. So, and there's not that many people I can talk to about my childhood memories anymore. So, you know.
Yeah, I'm one of the few, baby. I know that. I'm one of the few.
I just want to go off topic real quick for a minute outside of sports, but I was in the medical industry for a long time, medical sales. And I'll tell you what, Ron, you would not believe, I mean, the dementia and memory loss and Alzheimer's is just on the increase like you wouldn't believe. And we've seen it hit some of our beloved athletes in the Detroit area.
Absolutely. Years ago, when you suffered that, it was a headache years ago, as you know, when you were a child.
Yeah.
He got his bell rung.
Yeah, I can tell you this, though, Ron, a lot of this memory loss, this is just my opinion. I know you're not sponsored by pharmaceutical companies, but the drugs that people are on, everybody's on a drug for lowering their cholesterol now, a statin drug they're called, Lipitor being the most popular one. These drugs are heavily associated with memory loss and
early
onset dementia. People don't realize this, but I would encourage all your listeners, and I'm not a doctor and I'm not giving medical advice, But if you're having memory loss and you're fuzzy and your spouse or your friends are telling you you can't remember anything anymore and you're on one of these drugs, check it out. They're not as safe as they're advertised.
Is it too late? Let's angle this a different way, Bill. When you're a smoker, you smoked all your life, and finally you quit, it's too late.
It depends on how long you smoked and when.
That's what I just said. If you smoke most of your life and all of a sudden you decide to quit, you're a walking time bomb. You might just keep smoking, die, smoke till you croak.
How frequently, though, do you smoke as part of it?
No, that's not true, Ron. The lungs do have some ability to repair themselves if you quit smoking. Yes, you have shortened your life. There's no question. Depending on how long you smoked and how much you smoked.
If you start off in high school and you're 60 years old now and you smoke, you're probably too late.
How much you smoked, like Bill said.
Well, how much you smoked too, yeah.
Yeah, I would agree most of the damage has been done. But this cholesterol lowering, Ron, they have never clinically proven the link between high cholesterol and heart disease. Because I used to ask doctors, I said, Doc, do you have any patients that have a cholesterol through the roof, way over the ranges of normal, that have clean arteries? And they would say yes. So, and every pharmaceutical document that they would give us for a statin drug to lower cholesterol would have a disclaimer at the bottom, has not proven to slow disease or death. So there's no proof. I'm just saying, if people are having memory problems or sharpness with their mind at an older age, a lot of times they say, oh, I'm getting old. Check it out if you're on one of those drugs. That's all I'm saying. Just think about it.
Bill, that's a very interesting comment. I had no idea.
Absolutely, Ron. Absolutely. I'm real knowledgeable on that. Like I say, I never tell people what to do medically. Ask your doctor, but also do some of your own research, because doctors are trained. Doctors, you know what? Doctors have three things they're afraid of: getting sued, having a family sue them, and making money. And your health is third. And that's a fact.
That is probably a pretty good observation there.
But absolutely. Well, thank you. I was going to ask Denny about what he thought the difference was between your big, I know you're a big fan of Jim Price.
Right.
I was going to ask him what the difference was between catching, freehand calling the game or Price. If he had any thoughts on Jim Price as a defensive catcher.
He was awful defensively. He's awful offensively. I remember the first game he caught in Detroit, and I was at the game, sitting in the bleachers. Two pop-ups in one of the innings. He circled both pop-ups and missed them. Didn't even touch them. And I said, this guy stinks. And that was one of his better games.
He was known as a good receiver, though, wasn't he?
No, he was not known as a good receiver.
Well,
he couldn't catch a cold.
Who was the backup catcher prior to him was what, Mike Rourke?
Mike, now there's a catcher.
Yeah.
Mike Rourke was a brilliant catcher. Mike Rourke became a pitching coach after that in the big leagues.
Okay.
And with the card, he was a great pitching coach, too.
Did Mayo Smith just like Jim Price? Or what? Why? Or were they just, he was the best they had?
I think Jim Price is a mouthpiece for the organization. When someone would go in the dugout, he'd go to Campbell just to keep his job. Jim Price is a rat.
Oh, yeah. And he's a terrible color man.
Who is he? Worst player in the color commentator? I don't know. He's literally awful in both phases. He stabbed Jim Northrup in the back to get his job. He stabbed other people. Eli was going to get trying to get and be the third man in the booth, and Price was shaking like leaves. He said, we don't need a third man in the booth. I can take care of that. Right. You can't take care of the number two job, you clown, you.
Well, you know what Jim Price does real well, though, Ron?
Nothing.
He states the obvious better than anybody I've ever seen.
Oh, does he ever.
That's a skill.
And
what about the art of pitching? You know what he knew about the art of pitching? He couldn't catch a pitch, and he couldn't hit it.
Yeah, but it depends on how many pitches you have in your arsenal, Ron.
Oh my God.
How good is his arsenal today, Ron?
How about the old yellow?
You know what he would say in the game? He said, I don't like his arsenal today. There's no such thing as not liking it. Arsenal is what you have in your arsenal. Not you don't like it. You don't like his stuff, yeah. No, you don't like his arsenal. What does that have to do with his stuff, you moron?
And then he's paired with the all-time great play-by-play.
Oh, isn't he a piece? Tweedly D and Tweedly Dumb.
Oh, that God! You know what, Ron? I find watching Grass Girl more fun than listening to those two clowns.
Oh, you don't giggle along with Price and Dickerson? You don't giggle with them?
If they ever said anything funny or amusing, I might. But it's been about, 20 years? I've never heard these guys make a comment that was near astute.
Well, he giggles like he's like a hyena in the booth.
Oh, Dickerson's a clown.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they're the worst. And, you know, if the Tigers are going to not bring us any World Series, the least they can do is... You know, and everybody criticizes Rod Allen, and I think he's
he's pretty good, Rod Allen. But you know something else? Here's another thing. They got this clown doing TV now, and did you hear what Gibson said about him? He's always going, you know, Kirk, that pitch looked like a strike. That pitch looked like a strike. That pitch looked like a strike. Just whining like crazy, a homerism. And finally, Gibson says, somebody was giving the umpire behind the plate a hard time in the stands, bellowing on, "You sting!" He said, "You know something? What I don't like about the fans, and the fans can pay their money. They criticize an umpire, they criticize the umpire, and then they laugh." And Dickerson shut his mouth the rest of the game, because that's what Dickerson.
Really?
That's a good pitch. And then later on, he comes back with Mario Pemble a couple games later. He said, "Boy, it's good to be back with the A team." That's a slap right at Dickerson. That's a slap right at Dickerson.
Did he really say that? Wow. Yeah.
Couple times, yeah.
I think Mario is a real pro.
I agree with you.
He doesn't overtalk the game, and you know. But I'll tell you, my favorite all-time broadcasting crew duo. There was a trio in the booth for the old on TV, and that would be Fred Manfred calling play-by-play with Norm Cash and Hank Aguirre. Win, lose, or draw.
Fred, I got his number, and I lost it. Fred Manfred's a friend. You know, Fred used to be at WWJ Radio here. He's doing the Baltimore games now.
Oh, okay.
He's been doing the Baltimore games for years and years. I see him. We sit down and have dinner when he comes in. We talk a lot. Great man, Fred Manfred.
Well, you know what was funny is he'd be calling the games, and I think it was Storm and Norman and Hank Aguirre were both about 6-8 beers in, and it was
keep
fun.
Going,
was...
keep going, keep going, 6-8 to 10 to 12.
And they caught him one time when they weren't expecting the camera to hit him, and Hank and Norm were slumped down in their seats. Fred Manfred's eyes got big as saucers when he realized the camera was on him. But those guys had a ball in the booth.
Oh, you remember when he had the TV show? My attorney produced his TV show, Brian Smith, the late Brian Smith, and he was represent. And he said, "We done this, Norm Cash. Welcome to my show. We done got with us today, Duke Sims. We done got with us today."
Well, Norman Cash from Texas. Remember the college you went to? Saul Ross State.
Norm was a fun guy.
That was Norm, yeah. Oh, man, he was
He was a fun guy.
You know what? He wasn't a bad ball player either.
Oh, no. Well, he hit the 361 year. 360 won the 1 year and hit 230 the next. That wasn't too good when he went back.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting, Ron. The biggest swings in batting average, Norm Cash had the lowest in baseball history drop, and guess who had the highest increase from 1 year to the next? Harry the Hat Walker in, 1948.
With the Cardinals. Harry the Hat Walker was a great hitter.
He went from, 230-something to 350 or something. It was incredible.
That I didn't know that he had that big of an increase. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I Googled that in one time on my computer because I figured Norm had the biggest drop, and he did.
He did. He did have the biggest drop.
Then it talked about the biggest increase. But Storm and Norman, he's a treasure.
Well, I will tell you this, Bill, and before you go, and I got in a lot of trouble for this. Jim Campbell said people were calling to threaten me, and to Jim Campbell, one sue me. Because I'll be honest. I'm going to tell you straight off. Remember when he fell off? I thought he was killed. And let me tell you why. And I know this for a fact. Norm owed a lot of people money. And not gambling or anything like that I don't think. He drank like a hoot owl. Okay. And he And he would go into bars and owe them money and never paid. Now, I know if it was that bad and somebody got him, but I just don't think he just fell off by accident and fell
very
off the dock.
Suspicious circumstance.
It was very
suspicious.
And Bill Bonds.
I read the story.
Oh, Bill Bonds, you know, speaking of drinking, Bill Bonds was not exactly a preacher when it came to drinking at
the
all.
Bars on Gratiot back in the day.
Oh, the bars and all Northwestern Highway. Also on, but Bill Bonds got so mad, he went into one place, one camera member walks in, I'll kick him, kill him. He said, what can he say that about Norm Cash? Who does he think he is? The shoe fits, wear it, Bill. And I said just the way I thought. And Jim Campbell said, Ron, there are people disgusted with you. I said, I don't care, Jim.
Hey, well, there's nothing wrong with questioning the official story because there have been a lot of people in this country that have been taken out under very suspicious circumstances. And, you know, it doesn't always add up. And Norm Cash's death, the details of it never added up.
Never added up.
But I would say this, for Bill Bonds, that poor guy earned every penny he made. Can you imagine how much money he had to spend on toupees?
How about the time he went to a Tiger game and one fan jumped up and took the toupee off his head and ran down the street? Bonds chasing, give me back my hair. Give me back my hair.
Oh, my gosh. Was it the brow by any chance?
No. I'll give you a story. The brow came on my TV show one day.
Did he? Are you kidding me?
Oh, what a funny guy.
And
I
was like Joe Dyrop or something?
Yeah,
like that.
And I was out of town, and his brother almost put an ad on my show when I was in Florida. He was living in Florida. Well, here's what happened. He comes on my show, and he says, you know, I got married. I said, you did? Well, yeah, no. And I said, what's yeah, no mean? He said, well, we were scheduled to be married. We went up there, and do you take this, you know, woman for your, you know, whatever, however they say it? Joe Brow fainted.
He
passed out. They had to change the date for another week for him to get married. He passed out right then.
Oh, the Brow. You know, I remember the Red Wings, and Darren McCarty was a big part of that. They all chipped in and bought him a car because he didn't have much money. And,
no, Brow didn't have two nickels to rub together.
Yep, they all chipped in the Red Wing team, and that was, I'm thinking, late 80s, early 90s, you know, maybe mid-80s, and they bought him a car. So, like you say, Ron, I'll agree with you, too. The hockey players are the classiest and the best of all
they are.
Pro athletes.
They are. Bill, thank you for the call.
Hey, thanks, Ron. Have a good evening.
You have a good one, too. Thanks a lot. We'll take your calls on Sports Talk at 8 or open line. We can't get Denny. I know what happened. 800-923-9385. 800-923-9385. Or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Give him one more shot. Doc and Son's Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning in Belleville serves all of Metro Detroit with quality carpet and upholstery, tile, and grout. Grout cleaning, I should say, at a low price. Call Doc and Sons at 734-425-4626. 734-425-4626. MedStreet Pharmacy in Clinton Township, dedicated to treating personal injury patients from auto accidents, slip and fall, work-related injuries. With one call, MedStreet will deliver your physician-prescribed medications directly to your door so you can focus on one thing, getting better. Make Meds Direct Pharmacy your one stop for all your prescription needs. And that's located on 19 Mile between Garfield and Hayes and the Greater Lakes Medical Plaza. Or go online, MedsDirectPharmacy.com. MedsDirectPharmacy.com. The Red Olive in Canton, new management, inviting you to come in for a good home-cooked meal at a good price. Red Olive serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days. Daily specials like weekday breakfast special, $2.99, two eggs, hash browns, and toast. The Red Olive Canton, corner of Canton Center and Cherry Hill. What are we going to do about the Pistons, folks? The Pistons are really looking bad. The Wings aren't much better. They're not much better either. But the Wings are home against... Now, this is what the Red Wings have to do before we take another one. The Red Wings have to dominate home from here on in if they're going to make the playoffs. No 3 out of 5 wins or 2 out of 3. They're going to have to dominate at home to get this. Starting tonight with Pittsburgh. Then coming up, Montreal's in town, I think, next. or Boston. And Pittsburgh sent defending Stanley Cup champions, so but they got to start winning their home games or they have no chance of making the playoffs.
They played okay on the road.
They do play hard. They're a playoff team on the road. They're a playoff team on the road, but not at home.
Montreal comes in here for a matinee Monday.
That's right. And then Boston comes in, right?
Yeah, I believe Boston comes in on Wednesday.
I do believe you're right.
Yep, they come in for a primetime game Wednesday.
Yeah, I was going to go Monday. I decided, I don't know now, I'm just so jammed up with doing different things. I don't know if I can go Monday or not.
That's a national game Wednesday.
Oh, is it Doc Emmerich coming to do my boy Doc Emmerich?
Yeah, or one of the NBC crews, yeah. So.
Yeah, Doc Emmerich's a great man, a great, great man. Love Doc Emmerich.
And the Pistons come home soon after their West Coast swing, so they got to do the same thing.
Yeah, well, we'll see what's going on here, folks, won't we? But both teams are liable to be out of the playoffs, and I picked both of them to win it. Not good. JJ in Lincoln Park. Hey, JJ.
Hold on before I get into more sports talk. I need to take umbrage with you and the previous caller regarding the demise of one Storm and Norman Cash. If somebody owes you money, you don't want to kill them because then you never get to collect the money. And then you take a chance of going to jail forever. And I can't believe that Norm Cash owed hundreds of thousands of dollars to anybody. So
I do know he owed a lot of money, but I cannot tell you the amount because I have no idea.
Well, he probably owed several thousand dollars in bar tax.
That's not much. That's not much.
I understand.
I don't think, to be honest with you, and I don't know this, I do not think it was gambling. I don't think. I don't think.
It doesn't matter. Alex, you can be, you can vouch me on this. When you're not ready to go into the water, you slip off a dock and you maybe injure yourself. You go underwater. That water's not like falling into a pool. Yeah, and you're surprised, your body, you know, the initial shock to hit the cold water kind of discombobulates yourself.
That's true.
I'm sure the medical examiner did a thorough job. He wasn't on any killer's payroll. So, you know, it is what it is. I know we don't like to see our heroes go down. You know, no one can believe that Kennedy was killed by Lee Harvey Oswald, but he was. And nobody can believe that, you know, World War One was started by some Serbian dude assassinating the Archduke and his wife, and it plunged the whole world into war. But there was one, forgive my language, douchebag that did all the kind of stuff. One man does change history and can do it. Just ask Steve Jobs. Now, on a lighter side, What's wrong with the Detroit Red Wings? They have no superstars. They have nobody they can go to. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is it Mr. Mantha who's played in about half their games, the leading scorer on the team as far as putting goals into the net?
Putting pucks in the net, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. And you're right what you say. Zetterberg's a leader. He's a terrific player. But he's not a superstar anymore. He was. He's not now. But he's a solid player. I'd want him on my team. He's a captain. I'd want him captaining my team. But he's not a superstar anymore, no.
I got to ask you this question. Who's the one who determined that Mr. Mantha, after what he showed last year and what he's done so far this year, should not start the season with the big club and be playing in Grand Rapids?
Mm-hmm.
Whose great call was that? Maybe that person needs to answer for some of the personnel decisions that are being made.
Not at all, JJ. Let me tell you what happened. He got a little cocky in the offseason. He comes in, thinks he had the team made. You got to send a message to these guys. And that's what he did to Double A. He sent a message to him, and the next day he came out, he was flying all over the ice. So I don't think that's anything personnel. I think he just had to grow up a little bit, and he has, and I love the guy. I think he's going to be a star in this league, JJ.
He's tied with Larkin, by the way, with 11.
Yeah.
But Larkin has, like, no assists.
Larkin's had no assists.
Five only. That you put the biscuit in the basket.
That's right.
Not all that frequently. And the rest of the team, I mean, Green is, from defense, is scoring more points than half of the guys were paying millions of dollars.
You're right.
And they got a handful of goals. Once again, maybe they're complacent in life because they're like the set. Out of all the sports, though, I think hockey's the least one.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, right.
All these concussions and stuff like that, maybe they're just realizing, hell, they got it made. You know, Ron, you, I, and Alex would all stop what we're doing if somebody just handed us $7 or $8 million. We'd be set for the rest of our life. And now these guys get that. They get to work out. And I think some of them are realizing there's a lot more things in life than playing sports. And I know I was blessed to play sports, at least, you know, at a somewhat competitive level until I was 47. And, you know, now in the last decade plus that I've been not playing sports, I miss it terribly. But you know what? I still can live vicariously through watching TV and listening to the radio and cheering at a few games. And some of my greatest joy regarding the sports world is the weekends when I get to listen to you two guys. So thank you very much, and I love your program. Have a great day. My prayers go out to Denny's wife.
Thank you, JJ. Let's go to Cowboy in Windsor. You're on Sports Talk.
Oh, hi, Ron and Alex again. And to my friend JJ, I don't believe Julie Harvey Oswald assassinated President Kennedy. I was 10 years old at the time. I remember well. But also, I was going to say that if you ever listen to the, there are no really great voices on the radio anymore. I mean, most of these people, I don't know how much you listen to the Pistons, but, you know, the pre and post kids, you talk about fingers on a chalkboard, man. Oof. I don't know why there are so few great voices on these. Not just to the show, but also as announcers. What happened to them?
Well, I think that I like Mark Champion doing the Pistons on radio.
Well, I like Mark Champion, yeah. Mark Champion's great.
And even though Rick Mahorn cusses me out all the time, I like Rick as a caller.
Oh, yeah, Rick, yeah.
And then, of course, George Blah, he's terrific. Greg Kelser, yeah. I think the world of. Ken Cal, mm-hmm. I like Ken.
Oh, we're lucky, yeah, here.
Yeah, we're lucky, and we got some good broadcasters.
Yeah,
it's just
baseball. Most of the time, you listen to these people, and you wonder how they got on the air. I mean, you know, because they have such lousy radio voices.
Well, I'm not exactly. I was rated at one time about 30-plus years ago as the second worst voice in Detroit.
Dan Miller's pretty good, too.
But he says all right every sentence, all right.
Except Touchdown Detroit Lions. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, well, every time he starts a sentence, he does a good job, by the way, Dan Miller. But every time he does the sports, let's go down with the sports, all right. And all right, Hammer thinks, all right. Every time he says all right, I don't know what he means by all right.
Yeah, and you were talking about Norman Cash's demise. Well, yeah. This wasn't his death, but everybody, you know, there's some stories about how Mark Friedrich got his injury.
Well, I know Mark Friedrich's injury. I mean, we discussed that. He was messing around with somebody's wife or girlfriend, and he twisted his arm.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard some dirt bikers.
I'll tell you where it happened, at the Lemon Tree Apartments, and was at Belleville or Romulus. It happened at those apartments.
I thought they took him to Midland, Michigan. That's what I thought. That's what I heard. And then they injured his leg, and then he hurt his arm.
No, he hurt his arm. Pulled his arm out of socket and all that stuff. That's what it did.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. They pulled his arm. Yeah, I didn't know if it. But what do you think of the Los Angeles Chargers?
I don't know what to think of that. L.A. was screaming for a team for 30-some years, couldn't get a team. Now they got two. Vegas was not supposed to have a team. Now they got one. And I don't know how to figure it out, to be honest with you. I really don't know what to say.
Well, did you hear what stadium the Chargers playing? They're playing in Carson in a 30,000-seat stadium. What's the point?
What do you mean? Now you're talking about?
The Chargers are going to play for the next couple of years until this new stadium is built in a 30,000-seat stadium.
That's stupidity.
In Carson, California.
That's stupidity.
Yeah, aren't they playing in an MLS stadium?
I believe so.
Oh, that's
ridiculous. That's what I thought I heard, but was it the Rams?
Justine San Diego, if that's the case.
The Rams play in the Coliseum, which is like 80,000 people.
They fired a new coach, Sean McVay. Yeah. I think he's the youngest coach in NFL history. And
was he about 32?
Well, I think he'll be 31 on the 24th. And I understand that along with the coordinators, position coaches, and maybe some special teams coaches, they're also going to have a couple of people to burp him and diaper him. And when, you know, but 31?
Yeah, I don't know about that. Cowboy, thank you, man, for the call.
Okay. And of course, great wishes for Denny and Mrs. McClain as well.
I hope everything's okay. I don't know if Denny just slipped or what it was, but we're not able to get him on the show tonight. I won't figure out what's going on in that. He's usually very, very good at doing it. It's only the second time he's done that, I think. Second or third. If you have a quick comment or if you have a comment or question on sports, give me a call, 800-923-9385. Or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Don't forget, on tomorrow's show, Larry Murphy, the Hall of Fame defenseman of the Red Wings, played with other teams too, of course. And then a week from today, one of the most popular wings of all time, Darren McCarty, will be on the show. Capital Wine and Liquor in Troy, new owners offering a good selection of liquor, beer, and wine at low prices. And Capital has the lowest prices in Metro Detroit on cigarettes and cigars. Capital Wine and Liquor on Rochester Road, just north of Square Lake Road. Teriyaki Madness in Macomb features the best chicken teriyaki and spicy chicken in town, tender and juicy. Yakisoba noodles, also vegetarian dishes, shrimp tempura, appetizers, salads. Lunch and dinner 7 days for dine-in, carry-out, and delivery at Teriyaki Madness on Hall Road, just east of Hayes. Look up Teriyaki Madness on Yelp, Facebook. And Knockout Pizza, my old place, is back home in Livonia. Lunch, dinner, and Monday through Saturday, noon till 10. Great pizza, wings, and breadsticks for dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. Knockout Delivery is located on Plymouth Road at Merriman. Order online, knockoutpizza.com, knockoutpizza.com. It reminds me of my place we'll be opening. But in the next week or two, it looks like. And we're getting closer and closer. It's still long, too long for me. I was hoping to be open last month. But we got up to a bad start. We picked it up a lot late. And let's hope this will be opening another week or so. And Daily Diner in Waterford serves a variety of sandwiches, burgers, and dogs, specialty salads, and homemade soups. Breakfast, a unique variety of omelets, including Danny Griner's famous Hillbilly Eggs Benedict. Lunch, breakfast, and lunch specials 7 days, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Daily Diner is on M59, just west of Telegraph. And Michigan Beer Company Novi, representing the hardworking people of great food and drinks, showcasing over 100 Michigan craft beers on tap and in bottles and in cans, that features a full menu of Michigan foods and unique dishes like venison, cedar plank salmon, and rapid pierogies, beer, battered fish and chips, great meatloaf, and ribeye steaks, an upscale casual atmosphere, dinner 7 days, lunch on the weekends. Michigan Beer Company, dining and parties up to 1,000 people. Michigan Beer Company, downtown Novi, Grand River, and Main Street. For dining and party reservations, go to mibeerco.com, mibeerco.com, mibeerco.com. If you like Michigan beers, you'll love Michigan Beer Company. Back to the phones we go. We're open line at 800-923-9385 or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Jeff in Ferndale again. Hey there, Jeff.
Yeah, Ron. I hope Danny's wife's okay. I just want to say that. Hope nothing's wrong with her. He usually is pretty good about coming on the show. I wanted to ask you a question about the Clemson-Alabama game. Do you think it had anything to do with Lane Kiffin leaving over there, Ron, the offensive coordinator? I think he's going to be coaching in Florida Atlantic now.
Florida Atlantic, what a come down for that.
Yeah,
but he couldn't get on the job.
Down.
Well,
now, I thought – yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead, Ron.
No, I'm just going to say I thought that, he's a hard guy to work for, Saban.
He never did get
along with Kiffin. He brought him in because they needed somebody to run the offense.
Yeah.
That was like oil and water trying to mix. It didn't
work. Now, I thought Kiffin was the youngest coach in the history of the NFL. NFL. Wasn't he, Ron?
At one time, he was about 32, I think.
Yeah, I thought he was the youngest coach. Here's what I want to ask you about this broadcast. I want to ask Larry Murphy tomorrow. He got screwed over there, too. They kicked him out. And I never found out why. He was broadcasting. He was doing a good job
over
there.
He did a good job.
He was on NHL Network, too.
Yeah.
Okay. And then who are those clowns? They're worse than Dickerson and Price. Who is that duo there, Ron? I think they come from Seattle. The one guy used to say goodbye baseball when somebody hit a home run.
Well, here's what happened back then in the Tigers.
Who were those two guys?
Rick Riz and Bob Rathman. But Rick Riz has been back in Seattle doing very, very well.
That's what I heard,
And Bob Rathman's become a great broadcaster in Len. I was in Len. I went up to him, Ron, how are you? And I said, I'm doing well. You're doing a wonderful job out here. A wonderful job. He does all. Frank Beckman stabbed Ernie Harwell in the back to get the job.
Right.
But Beckman didn't have the guts to replace Ernie because they didn't know they'd run him out of town. So they brought those other two guys in. He'd gone it with Bo Schembechler. You know, he kisses Bo's rear just like Branstad and Beckman together kiss his butt. And they were driving one. And he said, you know, Ernie Harwell's lost it. He's not what he used to be. And you know, by then, Bo was a little. And let's do something about it then. So the guy, the long program director, WJR, had nothing to do with the firing. It was Frank Beckman, and then Beckman and I went on, and they said, now, these guys are coming in for a year or two after that. They're gone, and Frank Beckman will take over, watch and see. And that's exactly what happened.
Oh, that's what happened. Okay, Ron. Oh, yeah. Now, you remember a baseball player you guys were talking about, Norm Cash, before. You remember a guy by the name of Tom Tresh, Ron? He played for the Yankees.
Oh, Tom Tresh.
Oh, yeah
Tom Tresh.
Alive, you know?
No, he died.
He died, okay.
Tom Tresh.
That was a heck of a baseball
player. Oh, was a heck of a player at the Yankees.
He was a great game.
He then became the athletic director at Central Michigan.
Oh, did he? I didn't know that, Ron.
Yes, he was the athletic director at Central Michigan for many years.
He went there for college.
Was he from Michigan?
Yeah.
Was he from Michigan originally?
Yes, he was.
Born here in Detroit.
Okay. Yeah, that guy, he was a good baseball player because he played around the same time as Norm Cash did for the Yankees.
Yeah.
He actually went to Allen Park High School.
Did he really?
Yeah, well, I knew he was from Michigan. I didn't know he was Allen Park.
Yep, and they went to Central. Yep.
And then he became the athletic director of Central for many years. Associate athletic director, I think.
He died, yep.
He died about 10, 12 years ago.
Yep, he actually died of a heart attack in Venice, Florida, October 15th of 2008.
Well, he had retired then when he went down to Venice?
Yes, you're right. He did return as an assistant placement director. Then he helped to invent the slide right, which is a training tool to teach sliding and diving skills for baseball, softball, football, and soccer.
And his father, of course, was another
player. Matthew Stafford should have listened to this guy on how to slide. Because he created this.
Ron, what was I going to ask you? Do you think that they're going to bring Stafford back?
He's got another year, so they're not under pressure.
No.
The one that could be done, although not the way Quinn's talking about it, is this Levy. He's on a guaranteed money. I'd pay him a low salary. Low salary and incentives with bonuses if he plays in a certain amount of snaps. That'll get him on the field again.
Now, Ron, do you think they're going to get rid of KCP, the Pistons? Because he wants a lot of money, too.
I wouldn't pay him that much. It's like, I want Stafford back. I'd give him $18 to $20 million, but he hasn't won games on the road against playoff teams.
But you could tell, Ron, when he got that finger injury, he wasn't the same player.
No, he wasn't.
That affected him. But anyway, I hope Danny's wife's okay, Ron.
Let's hope so. Maybe it's not his wife. Yeah. We'll find out. I'll find out.
Okay. Thanks, Ron. Have a good night.
Jeff, thank you for the call. You had another email. Let's hang on for a minute. Hold that email. And we'll come back. When we come back, we'll take the email and take your calls at 800-923-9385. We're open line. 800-923-9385. Open line till 7 o'clock this evening on Sports Talk. Cedar Wholesale in Mount Clemens is a place to go for all your growing needs. Cedar Wholesale has grow lights, soil, nutrients, hydroponic systems, cocoa, and much more, all at wholesale prices. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 7. Come grow with Cedar Wholesale and Hydroponic Supply Store, and that's on 138 Northbound Gratiot. at North River Road. Online, cedarwholesalesupply.com. cedarwholesalesupply.com. And Light Hookah Lounge in Novi has premium hookahs in a casual yet upscale atmosphere. Light Hookah Lounge shows sports on 10 big screen TVs. Open 7 days from 5 p.m. Light Hookah Lounge sells hookah products, charcoals, and hookah heads to go. Friday and Saturday, DJ party at Light Hookah Lounge, downtown Novi on Main Street. Visit lighthookahlounge.com, lighthookah.com, lighthookah.com. And Ramshorn is open 24/7 on 12 Mile just east of Northwestern with the big breakfast special. For $3.89, you get three eggs, meat, hash brown, pancakes, or toast. Or visit Ramshorn, Rochester Hills, Roseville, and Fraser. Motor City Rentals rents and sells boom lifts, scissor lifts, telehandlers, high-lows, and Broderson cranes, and other specialty equipment, quality equipment at affordable prices. And Motor City Rentals has parts and service. Go to MotorCityRental.com, MotorCityRental.com, MotorCityRental.com. And the Euro Cafe in Shelby Township features old-world Greek recipes, spinach pies, moussaka, pastisio, lamb shank, grape leaves, flaming opa, souvlaka, kebabs, pita sandwiches, Greek salads, the best gyros around, choice of beef, lamb, and chicken. The Euro Cafe has lunch and dinner specials 7 days. Dine in, carry out, and the Euro Cafe delivers. The Euro Cafe on the corner of 23 Mile and Shaner, the Deer Creek Plaza. Call the Euro Cafe, 586-532-1500. 586-532-1500.
Do we have an email here?
Oh, I know you have an email. Quit yawning, Alex. And you know, on weekends, I don't handle yawning too well, Alex. Remember that. 800-923-938. Don't point at you. Say, you know, I saw you. I looked up when you were grabbing. And I know what's going on. Don't try to bull the buller.
Got to let the water, you know, clear.
Oh, come off that. 800-923-9385. He's got an answer for everything, you know. 800-923-9385 or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Larry Murphy, Hall of Fame defenseman of the Red Wings, will be my guest. And a week from tomorrow, on the 6 to 7 hour, not in the studios because he now lives in Clearwater, Darren McCarty.
Speaking of the Raiders and the Chargers, Chuck from Belleville says the Raiders should go to Las Vegas now rather than wait a few years. The earliest they go, just so you know, is 2019, possibly 2020. And good job by San Diego on letting the Chargers go, and the Lions let Stafford walk. Interesting. The Los Angeles Chargers have been a joke, though. The social media has been making fun of their new logo, too. It's pretty lazy. It's just an LA with a Charger sign through it. It's desperate.
Who cares?
Do you think that they should have stayed, though, at Qualcomm until the new stadium is ready in LA?
Not playing in Carson. Carson? I've been in Carson. Carson's nothing.
Well, I'm saying the Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego is outdated, so should they have stayed in San Diego until the new stadium in LA is
ready? Yes, because
there's
only 30,000 in the other stadium. Mm-hmm. And look at Qualcomm's got. How many do they seat?
Probably about 63,000.
Well, you stay there. Well, why leave? You don't want to make the money? You're going to be that bad of a team? You don't think people are going to come out and see you? Get with it.
And should the Raiders move now or wait?
You know, I don't know what to say to that. I would just assume wait. Let this hang, catch on first and see what's going on. Let them wait for a bit. But, well, they want to do that, of course. Let's face it about Oakland. I mean, Oakland is a crime city. One of the biggest cities in Gary, Indiana. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Go to Gary, Indiana, you'll puke. That's another one. But that's not a major city at all. That's just a little mining town is all that is. And
factories and steel
factories
yards.
And stink to high heaven out
you know
there.
What the name of the baseball stadium? They have an independent league stadium. It's called U.S. Steel Field, and the team name of the team is the Gary Railcats.
Figures in Gary. Yeah, Gary, Indiana is not a good town at all. It's not a good town. That's like East St. Louis, Illinois, the East St. Not Missouri. St. Louis, Missouri is great. The other one, that's where Leon Spinks lived there for a while. I believe, too, as well. So, I mean, that's that town will make you puke, too. It's just some bad towns. But Oakland is really, I don't know, the Oakland A's need to get the heck out of there, too. They're now building the new ballpark, I guess, but you don't know what's going to go on there because Oakland's not just, they can't draw flies there. Or they do draw flies.
You're talking about for the Athletics or the Raiders?
The Athletics.
Oh, yeah, they don't draw. The Raiders do because they're crazy people.
Yeah, the crazy people, and then they pitch right in there. That'll be a nice show tomorrow we're going to do with Larry Murphy. Larry's never been on my show before. Darren McCarty was on a year or so ago in the studio, but Larry Murphy's never been on my show. Looking forward to have Larry Murphy on the show tomorrow night. Jim Leland's going to come on later. And the Barry Smith's later in January. Barry Smith's coming on in January. He was in Russia when I called him scouting, so he's now one of the main cogs with the Chicago Blackhawks, of course, assistant to the Bowmans. Bowman, Scotty still calls a lot of the shots in Chicago, even though his son is the general manager. Let's go to Rich in New York. Hi, Rich.
Hi, Ronnie, baby. Do you know who Central Michigan plays next?
Oh, there you go again. Percent. You love Central Michigan. Of course, you went there, I know.
Ooh, they beat Toledo yesterday. 96-88
in
Central.
That, yeah. Yeah,
in
they
Mount
did.
Pleasant.
And yeah, I watched Central beat Toledo and UNV beat Oakland.
Now, there's a surprise.
That was an upset.
You know, did you...
We're 18-point underdogs.
Yeah. Who you're talking about, U of D?
U of D.
You want to see something stinks in the paper? I'll show you something right now.
Uh-huh.
I'll show
well,
you something.
I haven't bet you, but Central's doing good.
No, but I'll show you something. I don't have the paper with me.
93-88, though, Detroit Mercy over Oakland. That's a huge shocker.
Uh-huh. I saw the recap in the paper. Said who scored. Never gave the score Never gave the score of the game.
Do you know who Central's playing next?
I don't. Let's.
They actually play at Ball State.
On Wednesday?
Tuesday.
And that's Mark Champion's home. That's where Mark Champion went to school,
and
Ball
David
State.
And David Letterman.
And David Letterman went there. That's great. That's the Letterman Racing Company.
Is that at 7th?
17th. Tuesday.
2 days.
Tuesday at 7.
That's 2 days before my 58th birthday.
You're one day younger than Earth.
What are you laughing for? You don't think I'm 58?
Are you 70 years old?
What's that?
Are you 70 yet?
I have no comment about that statement.
Why?
Close.
You're not 58, Ron.
Well, close enough. Who's just a couple years off, that's all.
Have you heard from Bill McGowan?
I actually saw him. He came down to my other restaurant. That's not the umpire, Bill McGowan. This was an umpire, but not the umpire, Bill McGowan, the noted umpire in the big leagues. And so, yeah. Oh, we gotta
Have you
go.
Heard from Jim Bohannon?
No, I haven't talked to him at all. We're out of time now. We're out of time. The show's over, Rich. Thank you for calling.
I'll call you tomorrow, Ron.
Thank you, man. Thanks. Tobacco Joe's Woodhaven is one of the largest selections of brand name and imported cigars, a variety of roll-your-own cigarettes and gift items, all at low prices. Tobacco Joe's Woodhaven is a giant walk-in humidor. Open 7 days for all your smoking needs. Go to Tobacco Joe's Woodhaven, corner of Allen and West Rose, behind Myers. Check out Tobacco Joe's Woodhaven. Peter's Palate Pleasers, gourmet specialty food store and catering in Bloomfield Hills, under new ownership, featuring poached and grilled salmon, barbecue ribs, seafood, beef tenderloin, and Palate Pleasers' famous chicken apple salad and fish, pastries, everyday dishes, and other fine entrees changing weekly. All healthy, fresh, and tasty. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 7. Palate Pleasers on Long Lake Road, just west of Telegraph. Palate Pleaser delivers and will cater your holiday party. And while the holiday party is past holidays, carry your everyday party. Go to peterspalatepleaser.com. peterspalatepleaser.com. Advanced Surgery Center in Dearborn is an accredited outpatient state-of-the-art facility with specializing in ear, nose, and throat plastic and orthopedic surgery. Advanced Surgery Center, corner of Michigan Avenue and Schaefer. For an appointment, call Advanced Surgery Center, 313-582-0100, 313-582-0100. And Center of Healing in Redford, a spiritual and empowerment, where God is the center of your life. You are empowered to prosper spiritually, mentally, and financially. For more info, go to COH2017@gmail.com. COH2017@gmail.com. You know, you can also listen to me Friday mornings from 9 to 11 on 1160 WPON and or WPON.com. If you can't get the signal, like a lot of people can't, listen to me there. And, of course, Saturday and Sunday, you can listen on your phone by just from 5 to 7, go download the app to WDTK.
Yep, you just go in your app store and search WDTK.
App store, search WDTK, I don't know.
And you can listen to the podcast.
You listen to podcast, WDTKAM.com. And click local podcasts, Ron Cameron, or you can listen live on the on the internet at WPONAM.com or WDTKAM.com and listen live. And you can listen all any one of a lot of places you can listen to sports talk. Tomorrow night, Larry Murphy, Hall of Fame hockey player, played for the Red Wings toward the end of his career, and also broadcast several years for the Red Wings and also on the NHL Network. And a week from Sunday, we're going to be joined by a man that has been one of the most popular Red Wings of all time, Darren McCarty. Thank you for listening. Alex, thank you.
Thanks as always.
We'll talk to you tomorrow night on Sports Talk. Bye-bye, everybody.
Sponsored by Sports Talk with Ron Cameron.
If you have an unpaid debt to the IRS that you can't pay, please hear this special notice. Specially approved IRS relief programs designed to aid delinquent taxpayers are now in effect that can significantly improve your financial situation. Depending on your circumstances, you may qualify to have your tax problem resolved in your favor and may even have your back taxes reduced by thousands or eliminated entirely. A relief hotline has been established by Community Tax for you to call and see if you qualify at 800-231-9060. If you owe the IRS back taxes that you can't afford to pay, don't let the IRS trick you into thinking you have no way out. Our highly accredited tax professionals will let you know what you qualify for and how much you can save. We may be able to stop all liens, garnishments, levies, and save you thousands. Call and see if you qualify for this taxpayer relief at 800-231-9060. 800-231-9060. That's 800-231-9060.